morning. Today is Wednesday, April the 12th, final day of the regular season of the NBA. Bet you thought I forgot about that one.
Yeah. No. I don't think so. How could you?
Joining, I know.
Somebody as tall as you?
Well, no, programming. Joining us this morning is Humboldt County Supervisor out of the second, Estelle Fennell. Good morning,
lady. Good morning, Brian.
We have got our quote this morning. It comes from Albert Einstein.
Ooh.
This is kind of a weird
brainy
one.
Brainy guy.
But we'll go with it.
Okay.
I do not believe in education. No. I do not much believe in education. Each man ought to be his own model, however frightful that may be.
You know what? I really like that one, Brian.
That's almost a transparency thing.
Yeah. I like that one a lot. In fact, you know, when I was a journalist, one of my claims to fame was that I had never been trained to be a journalist. And I got pretty good at it.
My club is not exclusive?
Are you the same? Yeah. No, yeah. I know. I think that, you know.
Our reunions are pretty small, though. You know that. It's about,
yeah, okay. I know.
And the fan club is dying off.
Yeah, right. I know.
Oh, gee. How has that worked for you or against you?
Being a journalist?
Having the background and either the knowledge, empathies, or sympathies of those news gathering.
Well, it was a lot of what actually came behind my my run for supervisor, is that people felt like I was good at listening to all sides, that I was able to voice what commonalities there were. And so I'd say that it helped me. I don't think that I was your typical product of journalism school, because I actually had a very old-fashioned idea about journalism, which is just talk about the facts, just, you know, no agenda, just get it out there and see what you can do to make it clear for everybody.
How about in the day-to-day? Are you either concerned or wary of
journalism nowadays?
Journalists?
Oh, I have real concerns.
Yeah.
Real concerns about journalism. I'm not sure where we're going with it. The print media, for instance, has lost out to the internet, which in some regards is okay if they embrace it and they learn how to use it. But these are the people who are paid to go out and do a job, and therefore have at least some knowledge of how to get the facts and you know, get the sources, etc. But there's a lot of people who are pretty lazy nowadays, actually. You know, honestly, I have to say, I don't think a journalist should be Googling for their sources.
Yeah, it seems as if the relationship context of news gathering doesn't exist anymore.
Not as much, no.
I think it's more gatherer with gatherer
than
it is gatherer with source.
Well, that's a good one. Exactly. Where's the source?
Now, I don't know. You know, that's hearkening back to what we used to do here and what CBS used to do. Mm-hmm. But it seems,
well, there's
seems like things are different. So now that you're on the other side of the ledger and you are the source.
Now you're interested in being quoted properly.
Do you have the trust factor?
Well, you have to, if I understand where you're going with this, in my experience anyway, what's really, really important is that you do the work, that you actually make the connections. It doesn't matter if you don't do that. And that's what my predecessors did in their way. And I honestly think if you can't do that, and we're at a stage now where some politicians don't know how to do that anymore.
It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Estelle Fennell. Estelle, the challenge I would think of being a newsmaker or a source is sometimes you have to swallow the ugly pill.
No kidding.
And it would be tough, I think, for a lot of us to put a smiling face on something.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly if somebody says, okay, what we vote is what we vote, but after the vote's taken, everybody's all behind whatever the decision is. I have a real tough time being a lemming in anything, let alone something like that. So we've got this now diesel surtax.
Oh, yeah.
And the governor has decided by edict he's going to impose. Okay, and then it's going to be supported by the electeds out of the Democratic machine and the upper echelons who have decided this is what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, Humboldt County shot it down 5 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Same. And here we're going to be a net benefit of this, the $6 million projected for us, I guess, into the future.
Yep.
Okay. How does that one play on Main Street?
Well, I'll be very interested to see what people think because this whole thing of funding road repairs has been something we're all aware of for a very, very long time. Now, I've said before, and it bears repeating, Measure U, which came before the voters, did not specifically come out of the Board of Supervisors, who had just a year or two before passed Measure Z, you know. So I don't know if timing would have been against it. I believe it was. So HCOG came out with this. Of course, we signed off on it as one of the members of the Humboldt County Association of Governments. That being said, people just did not support Measure U. Looking at the roads, my thing was, well, gosh darn it, we really do need the money, but people didn't want to pay the tax.
Well, now, let's say if it had passed.
That was a sales tax.
And then this was also imposed on top
of that. That would have been pretty unbelievable. I mean, yeah. So in the long run, it's actually working out with the state going the way they've gone. It's going to gas tax, which makes sense, but it's going to be a big chunk. It's going to be quite a big chunk for anybody who's looking at the bottom line. For instance, I do a lot of commuting. I anticipate this is going to cost me quite a bit, though I got a fuel-efficient car.
And the commercial guys, you know, the food providers, the soda guys, the beer guys, all these guys that are, I mean, that's what their job is. They have fleets of cars and trucks, and they're driving around all the time.
Yep.
You know, to see about a 10%. Yeah, I guess it would be about a 10% increase in their fuel costs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big chunk.
It's a very big chunk. And I the only thing I can think of is, you know, from the local perspective, I think the challenge for us right now is to be very, very clear that the reason the governor and the legislature, for whatever it's worth, the reason they passed this is because of the roads. And we're going to have to keep Public Works right on that image and not have that funding stream into other areas. But,
materials purchase and application.
We've got to fix the roads. Now, I mean, it's a good thing that we'll have $6 million.
Thomas said, what, $20 million in deferred? 20 to 25 million, somewhere in that
200 name? Million.
Is it 200 million?
200 million
okay,
in deferred.
Okay, so $6 million a year is they can go on for a little bit of time.
He's not going to
run out of it.
Yeah. So I think roads, just maintenance alone is a huge deal. I sure wish we could get to the point where we created real roads in Humboldt. I mean, a lot of them started out as wagon trails. Some of them look at the problems we have at Last Chance Grade. Really beautiful to have a road along the ocean.
Buttermilk.
No kidding. I mean,
that's real simple, too. Yeah. I know. Well, it's county responsibility for a portion of it. Yeah, it's an old Indian trail that became a wagon trail, became a, and got paved over.
Yeah.
And it's just...
And we're just little ants. I mean, if you look at us from, you know, way up there in the atmosphere and you look down, we're like little ants on an anthill, and we're moving stuff around. Some areas move on their own, you know, and as we see in Last John's Great, we see it all over.
Yes.
I mean, on Humboldt County, Mendocino County, you know, you have Confusion Hill, you have those places that really are very, very problematic. But we have built up a whole world around those, and we have to be able to deal with them.
Yesterday, Keith Snowflamer was in. He said he drove 36.
Yeah.
One time and only one time. You know, it's crazy. I think what I've gotten out of this winter, and I'm going to ask you the same, the recognition of how vulnerable we are with our roads.
Yes.
You know, we thought Confusion Hill, that was it. Everything's okay. Well, 299 is out. Mm-hmm. 36 is going out. Last Chance Grade is going out.
Yeah.
299, did I say that already?
You said that already.
Okay.
There's a lot.
101 South.
Yeah. And Highway 1.
And these are all state-owned
mm-hmm.
thoroughfares.
Yeah.
Not county, not local, state-owned. Yeah. How do we get their attention?
Well, it seems like we have to a certain degree with the tax that was just passed by the governor. But again, on the ground, we really have to implement this. And I just don't know where that money is going to go. There's so many of the state ones. Well, we have the county as well. I just don't know. But we have to keep their feet to the fire now as far as what needs to get done. And we've looked at some models that might work with the local roads. In terms of like pushing out to the areas rather than having it all centralized, that might work a little bit better. Having local contractors do some of the work out there and the further reaches out in the toll, out Isle of Mount and those kind of places. And we're looking at that, and it could be good.
KINS News and Information Times, 8:30. We'll be back with more from Estelle.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Estelle Fennell. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redec. Estelle, before the break, you were talking about the application of, I guess it would be, what, $7.5 million now?
Mm-hmm.
For county roads.
Yep.
In the upcoming budget cycle. Great. Tom will have a little bit more to play with it for his toys and good stuff from that perspective. But yet we've got these state highways and U.S. highways that are
yes.
in our area that are either the obligation of or the contractual obligation of Caltrans.
That's right.
And we're not seeing much maintenance until it breaks loose.
Yeah.
You know, there was a little bit of work going on 299 in Trinity County. Not the grade,
mm-hmm.
but some work, and that's what allowed the release to happen. We've seen Last Chance Grade and multiple slips and slides
mm-hmm.
through that 4 or 5 mile stretch, continuing and continuing and continuing. And then Del Norte Coast Redwoods even further north having issues. Confusion Hill, okay, you bypass it, dandy, but there's still the slides south of that. And then you got Highway 1.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all these are areas that we don't have a direct touch on.
No, we don't.
Whether it's Caltrans 1 or Caltrans 2, you know, whatever the district is, we're still seen as the playground instead of the house. So how do we get their attention short of something very cataclysmic? You know, Rex's group is trying something, mm-hmm. but, you know, there's, what, 40 counties? We're not going to get...
Well, I mean, just if you, you know, drive down Sacramento, drive down to L.A., drive down to San Francisco, that's where a lot of the attention is going. There's a lot of highways in those areas, and they have to keep going because they have so many cars going over them. So in the, it's
Oh,
easy.
Funny, I thought they were voters on wheels.
Yeah, 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 that's exactly what they are. And though, to be, you know, brutally honest, honestly, that is where a lot of the traffic is happening, the commerce, et cetera, et cetera. What our task is to make it very, very clear that there are people in all of these outlying areas that also need those services. And those services were put in for a reason. You know, you can't go to the coast now on Highway 1 from Leggett to the coast. It's closed off in two areas, which are really, really bad. You've got Last Chance Grade. They're up and down 101 between here and Garberville. There's a lot of work happening. Why? You're absolutely right. The road is sinking. So what do you do? I mean, I'm sure that Caltrans is aware of this, but look, you know, take that high look and see where is the ground moving, and think about how you can deal with that in the future, you know? I mean, it's always a Band-Aid because there's so much of it.
I'm sure that whoever the director is for one and whoever the district is for two,
mm-hmm.
and they're what, out of 19? Or you, is 19
Yeah, I think it's 19.
Or 11? One of
I 19, but I can't say. But okay. That rings a bell for me.
Okay, they're not even a majority of the Caltrans.
No.
Piece of the transportation pie.
That's right.
Of the state budget. Big Sur slips out. Okay, there's
gigantic
attention because that's part of California's marketing.
Yeah, it is, but it's not very populated, but you're absolutely right.
And
it's
those
the market
who are there,
yeah, yeah,
have direct connections one way or another, mm-hmm. with the electeds from their area.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that we'll ever get to that point? I know.
Well, I'll say you're working on it, and I appreciate it. I mean, you have Tony in here all the time talking about our marketing.
All we're doing is talking about Humboldt and Del Norte and Curry County.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to Humboldt, Del Norte, and Curry County. I mean, we do the emails, and, you know, thanks for the support, guys, and, you know, this next round hopefully will be the last. But so what? I mean, okay, we get their attention. We all are aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not resulting in what needs to occur. And I think that's the frustration. Mm-hmm. You know, short of us doing, you know, sit-ins in Sacramento and some of the stuff that the environmental activist group showed us we could do 25 years ago to get somebody's attention.
Mm-hmm.
Confusion Hill didn't get their attention. Why should Last Chance Grade be any different?
Or
299 be any different than that? It just seems...
Well,
seems like we're kind of locked into something here, and we're all trying to get out of it, but we either don't have the tools or the knowledge.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I think that there has to be... I actually met Gary Reinierson from Green Diamond when I was down in Sacramento, and we were talking about Last Chance Grade and the work that's being done there.
Was that last week before he made the phone call to me or after?
Right.
We were talking also last week. It's kind of weird that Gary popped up twice.
Yeah, yeah.
And, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And concerned also.
100%. Yeah. And I bring him up because he obviously represents part of what makes our area, which is the lumber resource business. So we need to have all of the businesses be on board to explain how important it is, aside from tourism, which is a huge part of where we're going. But we have to have all of the businesses on board to make people understand. Because I think you're right. When you think about Big Sur, you think about, Monterey or down into L.A., even in the outskirts, there are connections, and the connections are to the old companies or whatever, you know, whoever had it. I know that timber had a big say in the old days.
Yeah, I mean, they talk about
connections.
Almost it being taboo,
mm-hmm.
that you have folks in the business community who fund the political campaign,
mm-hmm.
so when an issue comes up, you got somebody who's going to pay attention to you.
Yeah.
Well, we're in the position where we need somebody to pay attention to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have that many, you know, we don't have that established relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen to me being PC.
Well, I know. You're doing your best.
But it is. You know, McGuire and Woods, okay, they've got a big geographic area. Huffman's got a big geographic area. And we really are the end of the dog. Instead of the part. And they are trying. But even at best, they're only one vote.
It just doesn't seem like
we are able to recognize where our power and influence might be and be able to exercise it. And maybe it's the guys like Gary and people like that that are on state boards.
He spends a lot of time in Sacramento.
Maybe that's where the pull will come from.
It has to. I mean, the community can't just go out there and say, we deserve it. We have to prove that we need it, you know. And there's a lot of that. Oh, we pay our taxes. We should get our share. That's one thing. But you have to have a compelling reason for there to be interest. And as you said, I mean, if you do a scenario, I'm involved with disaster preparedness for Humboldt County. If you do the scenario for Humboldt County in a large earthquake, we are in serious trouble. Is the government going to forget us? No, they're going to be here with like ships and helicopters and the whole nine yards. Let's prepare so that there'll be fewer of those issues. It's a big ask.
They won't be bringing in asphalt pavers, though.
No, they won't. They'll be bringing in, I don't know, supplies, water.
Yeah, it might rhyme with asphalt, but not quite. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:42.
We'll Whose
be back
fault?
With more from the Mastelli.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:48, final couple moments with Estelle this morning. So what do we do? What would you suggest that the community do for this situation that we're currently dealing with or anything else to make our voice recognized? I mean, we're not going to become important. I got that. But at least recognize that we're up here. You know, if we cut down a redwood tree wrongly, national media is all over it. Okay, fine. So how do we get that same kind of exposure
spin
for something that's a positive? Yeah.
Well, I think you just don't give up. Keep. I think that we are actually moving forward in a good way. We just have to keep pressing. We have to have good people at the Board of Supervisors. We got to get good people on our city councils, people who are active and want to move us forward and are willing to be engaged. And then we've got to make sure that we have the ear of our local and state and federal people. I mean, that's the best we can do.
Brian. More crab feeds? I always thought that was a heck of a way to get attention when the Eureka Chamber used to do the crab feeds, and then those things disappeared. But
well, if they work, let's do them. Yeah.
And then they at least think kindly of you.
We talked actually about with some people when we were looking at pointing people to the Headwaters Fund Board, and that's one of the things is like, how do you get the word out? How do you mix with people and get that out?
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Brian.
Of course, this is how you do it. Well, just a different place. See everybody tomorrow.